What used to be the parking lot of the former Donovan State Office Building is now a small urban park with a shallow pool to remind visitors of the canal that crossed the site in Buffalo's heyday. Erie Canal Harbor Corporation President Thomas D. says the $5 million project expands Canal Side's footprint.
Canal Side is 21 acres. It includes, this is our eastern edge, so, you know, having Harbor Center as part of the eastern edge, having one Canal Side, and then having this public space. This was really important to us when we sold this block as a state agency. We wanted to retain this area for the public. So it's, you know, right from Washington Street, you can walk through, and second to that, you can hang out and just enjoy the good public space.
And it's open to visitors year-round. Before taking part in the ribbon cutting Wednesday, State Senator Tim Kennedy said 10 years ago, nobody would have stood around in the cold at Main and Scott Streets.
We're standing out in the cold here today to celebrate economic development, economic activity, job creation, public-private partnership, public investment that's spurring private sector development and job creation, and the redefinition of the Buffalo waterfront.
These canals, currently decked out, complete with a 30-foot-tall Christmas tree for the third annual waterfront holiday celebration at Canalside, being held Friday and Saturday. The festivities include live music and programs inside heated tents, food trucks, and a visit from Santa Claus. More information is available at canalsidebuffalo.com. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.